I'm Dot, and you're listening to Mad Tech Daily, your go-to podcast for the latest in ad tech. Let's dive right in. First, a court has just rejected the government's attempt to keep a surveillance order to Apple completely under wraps. The Investigatory Powers Tribunal ruled that certain elements of this case will be heard in public, despite the government's objections. Back in February, the Washington Post leaked details revealing that the UK had demanded Apple create a backdoor into its encryption systems, specifically asking Apple to disable its advanced data protection feature for UK users. While the tribunal agreed that disclosure of the bare details wouldn't harm national security, they did concede that specific aspects of these legal proceedings will still remain confidential. In advertising news, Spotify has unveiled a suite of new tools designed to streamline how advertisers interact with their platform. Announced at their Spotify Advance event in New York City, these updates aim to simplify buying, creating, and measuring campaigns. The streaming giant has launched Spotify Ad Exchange, or SAX, allowing advertisers to access their logged-in user base through real-time auctions. They've also enhanced their self-serve Spotify Ads Manager with improved targeting and measurement capabilities. On the creative side, they've expanded their in-house creative services and even introduced Spotify Gen AI ads for automated ad creation. Finally, the White House is directing all federal agencies to appoint chief AI officers and develop strategic plans for expanding artificial intelligence use in government. This directive from the Office of Management and Budget signals a shift from the Biden administration's earlier focus on AI safeguards to a more proactive approach prioritizing innovation and integration. The memo specifically called for a forward-leaning and pro-innovation approach to harness AI in reshaping government operations. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for listening. And I'll catch you tomorrow with more of the latest ad tech news and developments.